The recently established Economic Growth Council, EGC, is targeting a 5% annual growth in the country's gross domestic product, GDP, over the next 4 years. The Council's focus will be a method of implementation that encourages the Government of Jamaica to enter into action-oriented declaration of intent with the EGC, private sector groups, unions, and society. Chairman of the Economic Growth Council, Michael Lee Chin, outlined the group's plans in a recent interview with Ian Boyen.
Michael Lee Chin is the chairman of the Economic Growth Council, and we are talking about some of the ideas that the council has put forward. Jamaica is desperately in need of sustainable economic growth, and so this conversation has to continue. Jamaica has produced a lot of ideas about economic growth over the years, Michael Lee Chin, but a problem we have had is implementation. Yes, we have had reports, we have had good ideas, and a lot of the ideas in the report, in your Economic Growth Council report, have been ideas that have been put forward before. What will be different about this report?
Ian, early in my career, this very successful man said to me, Mike, you want to be successful? Yes, sir. He said, success is 1% strategy, 99% execution. We have just done, that report is a strategy report. Okay. Just 1%.
Okay.
99% is yet to come, which is the implementation. So we have no, we are very conscious that the work has just started, right? And so our failing in prior to now is that we have not put enough emphasis on the execution of the report. So invariably, the report was delivered to the government and it just went in the filing cabinet. This is not going to happen with this report.
Why you say that?
Because, number one, don't forget, on April the 27th, when the Prime Minister announced the concept of the EGC, and he announced myself as the chairman, I put my big foot in my mouth and said, and he didn't even know this, we're going to have 5%
in 4 years,
notwithstanding that in the last 20 years, we have had 0.5.
Yes.
In the last 10 years, 0.2.
And that's 40 years.
Since independence, 1.5. So 5% is 25 times 0.2. So the next day, on April the 28th, I got up and said to myself,
what did I say?
What did I say?
Of course.
But it was out there already.
You're not retracting.
I can't retract it.
You have to let reality catch up with it.
And my reputation is on the line.
True.
So we got through first phase, which is the how are we going to do it? Which is embodied in that report. Now, how is this report going to be different?
Yes.
Because we're now going to make sure it is executed.
What mechanisms do you have for that assurance?
So I'll give you the methodology that we're going to be using. There are 8 initiatives. Mm-hmm. Each initiative has sub-initiatives. Oh. And so if we focus on, say, access to financing as one of the 8.
Yes.
Of that initiative, access to financing, you have various bodies, ministries, department, agencies that are working in silos right now trying to improve access to financing.
Yeah.
But they're working in silos.
Okay.
So the first thing we're going to do is call a meeting with, say, the Bank of Jamaica, the FSC, Exim Bank, DBJ, and all the constituent parts that are relevant to access to financing. So we're going to call a meeting and say, look, hitherto now, you've been all working on this in your different various silo, not cross-pollinating ideas, right? As today, what we want to do is to have come up with one plan that's put together by all 7 of you entities. Mm-hmm. So you know, we now have to work together to come up with that one plan, right? So you will be working as a team. So the silos that we had before will now be broken down. We're working as a team. So you'll come up with a plan and the EGC will work with you to vet the plan, right? And then iterate it until we can agree that this is the plan and now we will ask you to execute it.
Chairman of the Economic Growth Council, Michael Lee Chin, in a recent interview with Ian Boyen.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.